Of course, it's an app. You can download it for your Android or your smartphone from the App Store.
This app was actually initially developed to kind of help calibrate radars.
David Levin is a forecaster with the National Weather Service in Juneau. He says the technology was developed in 2012 at the National Severe Storms Laboratory in Oklahoma.
When we first came out with this, what's called dual-pole radar technology, it allows you to see the shape and the type of precip as opposed to just how much precip is out there. But they weren't sure how it was actually doing, so they developed this app where people could kind of tell you what the precip was occurring at their location, and then they could look on the radar and see what the radar was indicating was happening. They could calibrate those precip types that way.
And so MPING was born. It stands for Meteorological Phenomena Identification Near the Ground. MPING combines the global positioning capabilities of your phone, which is the technology behind Google Maps, with old-school weather observation. It's crowdsourced weather data, and Levin says it's been especially useful in the lower 48 to track the intensity of severe storms. In populated areas, the accumulating pings as people track and report weather start to resemble a kind of human radar. In Alaska, where low population density is the rule, the MPING app is serving a slightly different role.
Up here, we've actually found it useful for some of the areas where we don't have weather observation equipment. It's really kind of hard sometimes to tell what's going on in some of these more remote communities.
Levin says forecasters have real-time access to data from MPING. The pings arrive, in this case, on a big map of southeast Alaska, and they're graphic. Snowflakes appear when someone reports snow. Raindrops appear for rain. The app has a drop-down menu of the kinds of things you can report, like drizzle or ice pellets, and it allows you to report storm damage, like uprooted trees. And Levin says you can also report nothing, as in nice weather.
Believe it or not, that's actually kind of helpful. If we have a forecast out for, heavy snow and it's not actually doing anything, that would be kind of an example where nothing would be helpful.
So whether a lot of people download and use MPING or whether just a few people use it in places where forecasters have no remote tools, the app will contribute to making better weather forecasts. If I were a betting man, I'd say MPING is going to catch on. People like talking about the weather. Now they can ping it right to a screen in front of the weather guy himself. Well, thanks a lot for your time, David. We'll get something on the air, and I'll get a link to this on our website so people can download it and start using it.
Sounds good. Yeah, I see we just got a test ping from Sitka, so maybe that was somebody there that's...
sensing our conversation is happening.
Who knows?
And so begins what might become the MPING flood. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.